the instructor or other members to push him through what he called an hour-long class, which was quite aggressive. We have contact. There it is. There's Waukesha. You guys thought I was making it up, didn't you? Okay. So there it is. So the relatedness need is just looking at, you know, that overall connection with like-minded individuals. The individuals also provided the importance of being around like-minded individuals who valued that activity. Being able to observe other individuals that were older, that had sharp minds and bodies, that were taking care of themselves to what they understood could be an outcome for them down the road. And so that observation of others was really important. Oh, sweet. That's not a problem. Okay, so the satisfaction of the relatedness need led to a connection with a new activity-minded group. Second is competence need. And what we found with this primarily is they found an activity that they could enjoy, and for one of the guys, it was something he could tolerate. He hated activity. He made no bones about it, but he had a heart condition, so he knew that he wanted to stay with activity, but finding an activity that they knew that they could actually do was important for them. They all talked about accomplishing a goal that each session, whether it was so many minutes on the treadmill or so many calories used, being the fastest person to walk around the track, all of that was important. They also talked about the challenge of the workout. Paul said, I have moments of excellence in my workout. I'm not training for competition, but I do have times when meeting the challenge of the workout results in forgetting all the work-related things that were on my mind. And so the competence of being able to get through that workout led to kind of stress release for him. A big thing with the group was managing weight. While a friend brought them to activity, 7 of the 12 said that they also wanted to begin activity just to lose weight. And not initially, but throughout. One woman said, I'm vain. I hate gaining weight the way that I do. I exercise so that I don't have that weight gain. Paul mentioned that about 15 years ago, he had pants in 3 different sizes. And in a job in global sales, he said, I couldn't stop eating. I knew I had to stay exercising, or I'd be fluctuating, you know, between 3 different size pairs of pants. He said, but for 10 years now, I've maintained activity and been able to stay with that and not had to change those pant sizes. All of them have changed modality to something that they enjoyed more. One woman said she started out jogging because her husband was a jogger, and she realized, I don't like to jog. So she switched to walking, elliptical, and now she's found that it's much more pleasurable for her. What they found was that competence that has been established within the fitness facility reached over to link to some of those health-related benefits, maintaining weight, stress management, the things that have other challenges throughout their life. And then finally is the autonomy need. And I think the biggest thing here is that they really value their fitness status. No matter what happens, I'm getting in here because I know that if I don't, I won't maintain, and if I don't maintain, it's too hard to get it back. And they talked about that being a big old ripoff, you know, that it shouldn't be that hard, but they knew that if they don't stay with it, that they won't maintain. And autonomy also talks about choices and some of those other things. So then, we pulled it all together. Relatedness, competence, autonomy. What we found was that the physical and mental benefits were realized, and then they were self-reinforcing. They just stayed with the activity. Second was that they were, second is that the individuals were able to sustain those activities and that the value of activity changed through time. And let me talk just for a second with when I first started exercising, it was an evening activity that I could do at the local Y. Now I find that being being physically fit is important in how I approach my job. Years ago, I had reached a point where I considered myself to be large from too much weight gain. I felt uncomfortable physically, and I had lost the confidence from that appearance. I didn't like that feeling. So he felt like staying active and staying fit translated into him being able to do a good job. The Surgeon General's report on physical activity says 30 minutes of moderate activity most, if not all, days of the week, but we don't see that in our population. In the American public, what our participants told us was that the value of activity changed the longer that they stayed with it. They found that having, you know, a good group of people, finding activities that they enjoyed, and having those free choices helped them to sustain that overall work. And then there were some limitations. You know, our sample did skew a little bit toward the middle to upper middle class. Those variables have been studied with varying results, so that's certainly future research. We believe that the voice of an older, mature individual that has stayed with activity for at least 3 years is an important one. They're able to tell us a lot of neat things about why they would stay with activity, and we think that that's an important place for additional research. There's my references, which is also on a handout on the website. And quick questions? Neither did I. All right, thank you.
Very nice adaptation.